Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Aruchin Daf Chaf Aruchin 20. In today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah on Chaf Amar Aleph talks about some of the differences between an Aruch, which is an Aruch, which is a value where you say a fixed value that you're pledging, and that is something where the Torah gives us specific amounts, and a Neder, which is not a value that is fixed by the Torah, but is still a pledge to the temple. So says our Mishnah, Chomer ba'aruch mi'baban darim, that there are certain stringencies for an Aruch vow over a Neder vow, and one of them is as follows. Ketzad ha'omer Aruch ya'alai v'meis, a person pledges that they're going to give their Erech to the temple, but before they're able to pledge it, they die. Yitnu ayorshim. Then under those circumstances, our Mishnah tells us that the heirs are obligated to give the value, because since it's a fixed value, and since the Torah obligates you to give a fixed value according to how old you are, and according to whether you're male or female, and so therefore, you have to give that value, even though you died before it was paid, your heirs must play it. However, if he says dummy oi, if he says I'm going to give my value, he doesn't use the expression of an erech vow for maize, and then he dies first, well, yitnu ayorshim, then the heirs do not have to give it, because according to Rashi, the whole reason is that the court has to assess him, and since the court did not assess him before he dies, and once you die it's impossible to assess you, therefore she'en damim l'meisim, because there's no value to the dead, and so therefore since you die before the court assessed you, then we say that the heirs don't have to pay. And so Rashi writes she'arei lo ba'al yotchak, and since it didn't actually happen, harei mei, since he died, therefore since it wasn't taking effect before he died, then we say that the heirs don't have to pay it. Tosfos Yom Tov gives a different explanation, that the reason why we say a dead is not, there's ein damim l'meisim, that there's no value to the dead, is because you're not allowed to derive any benefit from someone that is dead. And so therefore, since it's prohibited to derive any benefit from him, we say that under those circumstances, if he says a dummy oi vow, therefore he doesn't have to pay it. But let's say, says our Mishnah, uses a different expression. Let's say he says erech yadi oi. Let's say he says the value of my hand, or the erech vow of my leg, erech ragi oi, then lo amar klum. Then we say he has said in actuality nothing. And the reason is because the Torah only gives the value of a complete man, an erech of an entire person. But since he's just doing a limb, therefore we say that there is no obligation at all to pay it. Let's say he says erech roshi alai, let's say he says the value of my head, or erech kavedi alai, or the value of my liver, then under those circumstances, no sin erech kulob, then he has to give the entire value of as though he said a complete person. And the reason is we view him as though we said erech yalai. Why? Says our Mishnah, Zakal. The general rule is davar shanashama tuyabo nosin erech kulo. If it is something that the entire essence, his entire life, is dependent upon this, then we say, then he has to give the value of as though he said the erech yalai, as though he made a complete pledge upon himself. And so we see from here that the rosh, the head, and the kaved, and the liver, those are essential organs. It's as though he said the entire value is upon him. The Rashbats writes in Yevanu Shmua that in Talmudic terms there were three organs which we viewed as the entire body was dependent upon, the three essential organs, and they are the lave, which is the heart, the moach, the brain, the head, and the kaved, which is the liver. And the simon for this is malach, which is the moach, the lave, and the kaved, which refers to, or melach, which refers to king. And the head of all of these, he says, is the lave. And the lave, the heart, sends its powers to the brain and to the liver. And the power of the brain is the power of movement. And it sends its powers of movement to all of the limbs, and the power of the liver is the power of sustaining and nourishing, and that's the power to grow and to have energy and to make one more youthful. And so there he analyzes all of these powers. And the Or Yosher writes that even though we say that these are the three things, and even though we say that the kaveh, the liver, is an limb where the neshama is dependent upon, if a person will remove the liver, the person, unlike the head and the heart, where if a person removes them, the person dies immediately. In the case of the liver, a person will not die immediately, but he will be able to live for a little bit. And so therefore, when we list the categories, we say that if somebody's liver is removed while they're alive, they're gonna, or an animal's liver is removed removed, they're going to be considered a treifa, but not a nevila. And with respect to establishing the time of death, the poskim argue if we say that it's based upon when a person loses the ability to breathe, or we say when a person loses the ability for his heart to beat. And so therefore we know, however, that we don't generally establish it on the basis of when the liver stops working, immediately saying that that's the moment of death, even though this is an organ which our Mishnah says is an organ that the neshama is tuliya bo. However, the Chasam Sofer writes, and he explains that this indeed is also another simen, this is also another indication of life. So we have when a person stops breathing, when the heart stops moving, and also when a person themselves stop moving, because we've established that the liver is what is contributing to the movement. And the Mishas Chayeshah writes that some say it's for this reason that the simen of moving, that the sign of when a person is moving, is also connected to the liver. And so we see from here that these are three indications of when a person has died. One is inability to move at all, another is inability to breathe, and another one is the inability for the heart to beat. And so this connects to the head, to the heart, and to the liver.